As you all know, the G20 is rolling around to Brisbane next month. For those who don't live in this fair city, you may not have heard that the Queensland government is paying bands and artists to make it party town for the next month. But not all artists have decided to take up the government's offer, and some have voiced their disapproval of the event in general. Brisbane electronic band Monster Zoku Onsum rejected the offer, and swamp rock group Six Foot Hick and now the Moldy Lovers have both decided to pull out of the party. I spoke to Jonathan Shree, sax player for the Moldy Lovers and Greens candidate for the Queensland seat of South Brisbane, about the group's decision to lay down their instruments.
We've often taken government-funded gigs in the past, and I guess like most people, we believe it's very important for governments to fund local bands and performing artists because those sorts of services have a broad social benefit. But we decided that the G20 cultural celebrations were of a fundamentally different quality. We looked at how they were being promoted in the media and the kind of messaging the government was using. And we decided that while part of the motivation for putting on all these free events really was just to entertain people, it kind of looked like the government's underlying agenda was to distract people from thinking critically about the G20. So instead of everyone thinking for themselves and asking, well, what is the G20? What impact does it really have on global economic systems? What's with all the paranoid security measures? Most Brisbaneites now just associate it with some kind of party. And that's the message that we've seen in publications like the Courier Mail that runs stories about the G20 with the headline, "Forget politics, let's party." And that means that a few weeks from now, when people start protesting against the G20, a large number of Brisbaneites whose only connection with the summit is through all these cultural events will perhaps turn against the protesters. I can imagine mums and dads out in the suburbs asking, why are they protesting against local bands and multicultural parades, without really understanding how the G20 embeds and, I guess, reinforces unjust power hierarchies.
Isn't that a message that a lot of people would be receptive to? Just forget politics, just party.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all that that's the line the government has taken, because one of the easiest way to control people and to control a society is to promote apathy. And I think that's what we're seeing here. But I think it's important, particularly when the G20 is coming to town, to be critically reflecting on some of the global injustices we see in the world and understanding how our society contributes to those.
Now, you mentioned a couple of things there. You mentioned the security measures that are going to be in place, and you also mentioned the broader social and economic issues that this can bring up. I'm just wondering, on what level do you think a lot of Brisbaneites sit? Do you think that many of them are very concerned about these broader economic and social issues? Or is it perhaps these events are a way of smoothing over any annoyances that people might feel due to road closures and the security measures?
Yeah, some people are just annoyed that their route to work has been interrupted for a few days. And you can pacify them just by putting on a few gigs in the weeks beforehand and they'll tick your box. But it's also about the broader social and political context of Queensland in general. So a lot of people have turned against the government, and that's the state government, and the government is doing everything it can to win favour with voters. And if that means spending thousands and thousands of dollars on free gigs, it'll do that. But I think it's important to understand that there are a lot of different reasons why people are annoyed with the G20. Some people are protesting just against the strict security measures. They're not happy about the way the government is, I guess, infringing upon basic human rights and basic civil freedoms. And then some people are using the G20 as a platform to protest about other issues that maybe aren't directly connected to the G20, but they see that, oh, there are lots of world leaders here, so we'll make a lot of noise about this at this time, and that'll be strategically significant. But I think of those people who are protesting against the G20, most of them are probably concerned about the way the G20 embeds and reinforces power hierarchies and global economic systems that basically screw over poor people.
What do you think of the acts who have decided to accept the government's offer to play during the G20 cultural celebrations? Generally speaking, how would you characterize that? Is it they're just trying to get by, general ignorance, a combination of things?
Yeah, I mean, this is such an interesting issue for me. Historically, Brisbane's live music scene was quite closely connected to the activist and protest scene, whereas these days there are probably more and more musicians who are just in it to make a living, and they're not so concerned about politics, and they see it as a career path like any other. I've been actually quite critical of some activists who've come down really hard on the bands and musicians who've accepted these gigs, because while our band ended up deciding not to take the gig, there is certainly an element where musicians who are trying to build a career and trying to make a living just out of playing music, they don't have a lot of choices, and it's pretty disappointing that that's the way our system is structured. But you don't blame the poor construction worker for taking a job on site to build a new coal mine or something like that. You don't blame those people who are in a really poor economic position because they ended up taking the well-paid gig. Probably some of the bands are completely ignorant, but I know there are musicians out there who they understand that the G20 is problematic and they don't support the broader goals of the G20, but at the end of the day, they need to make a buck.